Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Little Bowie action for you on this hot Tuesday morning. Man, Bowie was great. I know I say that every time James plays a song, but... All right, let's round out our two Twitter poll questions of the day. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, let's knock out first the question about the weather. So the question is, which is worse, extreme heat or extreme cold? John, how do you think people voted on these two choices?
I'm going to say people are mad at the extreme heat right now, so that's going to get more votes.
It does. 61% say extreme heat is worse. I agree with that.
Let's ask it again in the winter.
Yeah, we really should get it right, Ray. No, you're absolutely correct. All right, let me just ask this question, John, before we move on to the next one. So you dealt with training camp a lot, obviously, in some pretty oppressive heat, to say the least. What is it like to play a game in football in the December, January range when it's really, 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 really cold?
Awful.
It's got to be, right?
So awful. And no matter how hot it would get, we knew that... that was better. Even though you're dying out there and you're doing everything you can to stay hydrated, and that's a real challenge. The cold hurts. The cold stings. The cold, football hurts to begin with, but man, that cold, when it gets extreme, no one, no matter how crazy you are, no matter whether you lived, grew up in, I don't know, upstate Minnesota.
Yeah.
You can't possibly like playing banging your head on other people's heads in that cold.
It is amazing. Teams, though, that the team is from the colder climate and their players have been immersed in it for a couple months. They do seem to be able to handle it more.
Yeah, well, you're practicing in it. You're getting more used to it. Remember last year, Coach Sirianni, I thought it was really smart. He had us practicing outside at the link for postseason play because we were going to play at the link
where
outside.
Where the game is.
It's
pretty smart. All right, the next poll question, and we'll get into this a lot more today. I will say this. I'm finally actually excited for the Sixers draft. Now, I'm not a 10 out of 10 excited. But when I was like a 1 or a 2 out of 10 excited 2 weeks ago, I think I'm now up to about a 4 or 5. I mean, it's a great opportunity for the Sixers. I mean, they do have the third pick in an NBA draft. And I know we're all in a bad Sixers mood, and we should be in a bad Sixers mood. But I think it is getting a little bit exciting.
I've gone the other way. I was at 3 before.
Really?
I'm like down to a 1.
Are you really?
Yeah, all this. As it gets closer, it really does feel like there are two stars in this draft, and the Sixers got the third pick.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So it's just, yes, it is good for the Sixers. It should help them. Maybe it'll turn into something where years from now I'm like, thank God they took Ace Bailey. Wow. But I can't get myself juiced up for it.
Yeah, no, I get that. Here's the one thing I'll say on a pushback. A lot of times, I mean, there are a lot of them.
Yes, we're the best player, yeah.
No, maybe. Like, there are so many guys that become outstanding that weren't considered 1 or 2
when
they came
out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Like, what was SGA when he came out?
11.
Yeah, 11.
11? And Steph was
7.
Yeah.
And Greek Freak was like 13?
Yeah.
I mean, there could be someone that will be the best player we haven't even talked about.
The Sixers got the best player in that draft with the third pick, with Embiid.
I would think
I guess in the first round, Jokic went in the second, but you know.
I mean. Oh, did he really?
Jokic was the same draft, right? Yeah.
Were they really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm almost positive. I know Jokic was a second round pick.
Wonder if they could have drafted them both.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't put it past us. You get 6 centers.
All right, so here's the poll question today. Who do you want the Sixers to pick at 3? So, John, the 4 choices, we had them in alphabetical order by last name. Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Con Knipple. Who won this poll for once?
Doesn't it just feel like Ace Bailey has the the highest upside, and so he's going to win this thing?
He does not win the poll. Vijay Edgecombe wins the poll. 38% say him, or he, I don't know which it is. Ace Bailey, 31%. Con Knipple, 20%. Trey Johnson, 11%. Let's listen one more time to Jonathan Givony of ESPN. He'll tell you who he thinks is most likely to be the guy.
If the draft were tonight, I believe Vijay Edgecombe would be the pick. That's the intel that we're receiving at this moment. Vijay Edgecombe impressed the Philadelphia 76ers in his visit and workout last week. He met with the front office, ownership. He spent some time with Tyrese Maxey. It looks like he's got a clear runway there at three. Ace Bailey has had a workout scheduled in Philadelphia, canceled it, and is really sending signals that he does not want to be there in Philadelphia. The gap between 3 and 4 talent-wise has never been that considerable, so that could ultimately put Vijay Edgecombe in the driver's seat to be the number 3 pick, but it's still very much up in the air. We're hearing some trade talk at that pick, so I wouldn't take that quite to the bank just yet.
I will tell you this. I tend to think Ace Bailey not meeting with the Sixers will not be as much of a factor as some people might think.
No.
I mean, let me put it this way. If you don't want to draft him because you think he'll be an immature guy for his career, that's a legitimate argument. But if it's just like he's being a tough guy on the way in the door, Josh Harris, who, believe it or not, has been around longer than some of these other guys within the Sixers organization, could say to his GM, hey, I remember when frickin' Porzingis went meet with us and my GM said, let's take Okafor, and then like that was a disaster. So if I'm Josh Harris, I don't want Josh Harris involved in basketball ops. You guys know I would not want that. But I think it's reasonable for the owner to say to his GM. And I, by the way, I don't think Maury's the kind of guy that would actually be influenced by someone not meeting with him.
No.
I mean, the one thing in Maury's defense, I'll give him this, because there's not much to defend him on, but he has looked at Ben Simmons and James Harden and been like, all right, you want to get traded?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll trade you on my time. When I think,
well,
you
that's what he should do here. If Ace Bailey doesn't want to come here, you just tell the Charlotte Hornets or Washington, who's right behind him, who want him, I'm going to draft him.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you're,
so
I,
give me something.
Well, that or actually just keep him if you think he's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what do I really, I mean, what is Ace Bailey going to sit out his whole career?
Yeah, he's not going to come here. Like, come on.
It does feel right? like that gives you the most options, doesn't it? Like, just take the guy and. Maybe keep him, maybe trade him.
Right.
I don't know.
To be clear, that's if he's really the right player to pick, because there are now a lot of people that say he's not. That say, while he's got this athletic upside, that he takes horrible shots and, you know, all that stuff. So, anyway, we'll get into it more tomorrow. To the phones we go, Sean in Havertown. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Sean.
Good, good. I think the Dre Greenlaw injury may have been more impactful on the outcome of the Super Bowl.
I can't buy it with a linebacker. It certainly was a factor. There's no question. But
he had shut down Kelsey, one catch for 1 yard for a quarter and a half, and then Kelsey came out at 93.
Yeah. But, I mean, Halliburton is the best player in the Indiana Pacers, man. The best.
It's true.
And honestly, it's not even close. I mean, it's just not even – I guess Siakam's their second-best player, and it's not even close.
Yeah. Well, it was a sad way to see that.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was actually a great series.
It was a great playoff. Look.
Well, it felt like it was going to be a great Game 7.
It did.
It felt like we got robbed of a special game.
Yeah, like all the air went out of it.
Right.
Yep.
Totally. I think the Phillies need to trade either Suarez or Luzardo for Duran, the reliever, out of Minnesota. I think that just because Luzardo and Ranger, they're done after this year, right?
No, so Luzardo, you got one more year, but the argument on moving Luzardo is if you think Ranger will agree to a long-term deal, you know, if you wanted to then move Luzardo, you could. But I'll say this, you better have Nola ready to go or Painter ready to go. You know, I mean, I don't want to train Ranger. Like, it was a bummer to lose Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and all that, but they also helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl. Now, the Eagles get a compensatory pick, but you get my point. I mean, it is nice to use the player while you have him. So.
Well, and you're playing, I think, to win a World Series this year or next, and you definitely need bullpen help.
You do.
I mean, I know you're saying a bat, but I think if you don't get...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get bullpen help, the chances of them winning a World Series are less than if they don't get a bat. So I would try to get a...
To me, it's very close, man. I think it's very equal on that one. But all right, Sean, give me a great answer for a duo that's got some contrast in there.
Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Give me the contrast. Define it.
So the contrast would be in the fact that Michael Jordan took 3 years off and didn't play, and then that Michael Jordan was sort of the bulldog and Scottie Pippen was the puppy dog.
Okay. All right. I wrote it down. I don't think it's the best answer. It's decent. I mean, you can go with the basic facts that MJ was just, you know, significantly better. But, I mean, you know, Pippen was also outstanding. I don't think it's really...
There are games where he would look like he would do his best MJ impression.
Listen, Scottie Pippen was great.
Would go for 35.
Well, John, let me give you a fact. In the 1990s, this is a fact. A lot of people, I mean, it probably won't surprise hardcore basketball fans, but maybe lesser fans will be surprised with this. Like, the five main categories most people think of in basketball: points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Now you got the three-pointers made, and field goal percentage matters and all that. But, like, you're adding them up. The points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. Pippen averaged more rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks
than
Jordan.
Yeah. He was a great defender.
In the 90s,
all,
right? I mean, he was a very well-rounded player.
Yeah.
With that said, MJ's MJ. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
How typical would it be for this organization to draft a guy that doesn't want to play for a competitive team? Where is Sam Hinkie when you need him?
Yeah, that's
a little irony there.
That's the anti-Ace Bailey argument. I get it.
John Richie, get a third dog if you're scared of the Washington Commodes. Save this one, okay? Because they're not even going to make the playoffs. But if they do make the playoffs, they'll be one and done.
So I'll say this, John, I'm a little bit more on your side than other people are. I mean, I don't take it for total granted that the Eagles win the division. They probably will, but Washington is pretty good, man.
I think they'll probably win the division. You never know with injuries and everything else what can happen. This young quarterback for the Commanders is really solid, and they're putting a pretty good team around him. And they're doing a better job. They will do a better job of protecting him with Laremy Tunsil as their left tackle.
Yep.
That goes without saying.
It's interesting. I've never heard anybody describe cowardice to defend their style. So I wanted to break down your style, Joe. So you wear floods. Your mom does your laundry. You still take baths. Eat like a child. You chew your toenails. You're a sore loser and you wear a Phillies costume. I could go on and on, but I think I've got your style pinned down. You're a smacked ass.
Oh.
Yeah, well
come
done.
On now.
Hey, listen up, Philadelphia. If you aren't high on this Phillies team, listen to this. It's the middle of June. You're sitting on the beach drinking an ice-cold seltzer, and you got Kyle Schwarber hitting dingers. You got Phillies taking series against the Mets. You got Otto Kemp coming up being the spark for the team. One of the best records in baseball? You kidding me? We got the Braves coming up? I mean, this is what we live for.
Yeah, look, I'm excited about the Phils, and it seems like more people are now, certainly than 2 weeks ago, which is good. But just know this, guys, the roller coaster will continue. Don't think it's all going to be smooth sailing. It won't be. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, get a couple more calls in here. That includes Mike in Cherry Hill. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. I have a... Game 7 injury for you.
Yes.
1969, Lakers-Celtics. Wilt Chamberlain gets injured midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
wanted to come back in. The Lakers coach, Butch Brandt-Breedekoff, refused to put him back in, and the Celtics won.
So I thought about that one, Mike. It's a great answer, and the big thing historically has always been, why didn't the coach put him back in? And it sounds like he and Wilt did not have a good relationship. Is that your understanding?
I agree.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And that's what it was about.
Yeah, so Wilt sat on the bench.
It was a personal matter?
That's what I've always heard. Wilt, it was game seven, and he sat on the bench for the final 5 minutes, and the coach didn't put him back in.
Yeah.
Now, he might have been upset with him that he came out earlier. I just don't know enough, but it's one of those marks against
the
Wilt.
The team lost
because of a
tiff between game, Wilt and the coach.
Game seven, and the other team, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Never heard that.
All right, Mike, that's a very interesting answer. Give me a different answer for a duo with a contrast.
How about Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson?
Wow, that's an interesting answer. Mm. I mean.
Yeah, you just don't think of them as a duo, but they were in the moment.
They were in the moment. I mean, man, when they almost fought in the dugout.
Billy Martin. I mean,
what a character.
All-timer.
All-time.
And great, too.
How about
great
Steinbrenner? What was it, 5 times he hired and fired? Or
yeah,
was it
something insane something like that. Yeah. Yeah. No,
you know
no,
that, John, right?
No. Yeah.
It was at least five. He was the Yankees manager.
And fired.
At least five.
Five times.
Yeah, because Steinbrenner was a nut, too.
Hey, yeah, they were both nuts.
Nuts. He kept, and this went on over many, many, many years.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He was an incredibly accomplished manager, too.
He's
a great manager, you know? Yeah, it's amazing.
But they were both so, I don't know, tempestuous.
Five.
And they would just go at each other's throats. It was a wild relationship.
Wow.
All right, we're looking at turn two quickly. We're looking for the best answer, and that's a pretty good one. Billy Martin and Steinbrenner. Give us an answer. Oh, that's funny. When I was saying the fight in the dugout, I was getting confused for a second. That was Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson. But wait, did this guy say Billy Martin and Reggie?
He did, yeah. He said Reggie, yeah.
Billy and Reggie, gotcha. And then Billy and Steinbrenner was another one. All right. Best answer. We're looking for a duo with some contrast. We move fast. Mark in South Philly. Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, how you doing? I got Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
It's a good answer.
Gene Wilder.
Nice.
They did a bunch of movies
Wilder
together, too.
Wouldn't touch a he wouldn't touch a drug, and Pryor indulged.
Yes, he did. Okay, we got you. We're
moving
fast.
The first difference between the two I went with, but it's true.
All right, Wilder and Pryor, not a bad answer. Let's go to Brent. Brent, I need an answer quickly. What do you got?
I got the duo with the Penn and Teller, the winner.
Give me what the contrast is. Talking and not talking?
Yeah. It's a pretty big one, right?
All right, Penn and Teller. It's a little bit, you know, of an act. I mean, it's a lot of an act.
Yes, it is, yes.
So I downgraded on that basis. But anyway. All right, so Wilder and Pryor is good. Batman and Robin, we're going both real life and fiction. That's big.
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel, pretty damn big. Belichick and Jordan Hudson, big. James says Pinky and the Brain is big.
I think it might be Belichick and Hudson.
All right, so Kim Jong-un and Rodman got to be considered. Belichick and
that's
Hudson for
huge,
sure.
Man.
And
that's
Will,
Dennis Rodman and the leader of
I go with
a
that.
Country.
I go with, and then
that's
Will,
so bizarre.
Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, but I think it's Kim Jong-un and Rodman.
Because they were like, they had an intimate personal relationship.
They considered each other friends.
Like, yeah, close relationship.
James, do you feel like you can beat that? I don't.
I was going to go Belichick and Hudson, but I'm fine with Rodman, Kim Jong-un.
All right. So Tom, who called earlier, wins with that one. We got three
votes. Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor is a good answer.
It's a very good answer.
Nothing can
we got a lot of good answers
to
this.
Rodman.
Really world peace, Dennis Rodman. Yeah. Hey, everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. Phil's later tonight versus those stinking Astros. We'll be watching and talk about it tomorrow. NBA draft tomorrow. We'll get into it more. Maybe we get a draft expert on. We got to dig in on that. But everyone, have a great rest of the day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.